ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, boys and girls!
Hey, welcome everyone. Adventure AI host Tyler Crump here with
Jason Conforto playing Santa Claus.
It is I, Maddie Triggs, as Krampus.
And Ross being Jolly Kindle.
We wanted to just let you know that this year we are going to be doing some reruns of the previous seasons of our Christmas season, specifically this year. We wanted to make sure that everyone got a chance, especially with these being not like our normal run one-shots. Right. We're having them actually back-to-back. We're going to go all the way back to the first Christmas, which was Naughty List Nonsense, I think is which one it was.
So we can all relive the Christmas, and it also gives us time to finish the third Christmas season that we're in the middle of recording right now.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It's just for a recap.
It's just for a recap to get you up to speed.
And
so
a
that means
in a pear tree.
That means we're probably going to release our third Christmas season after Christmas, which is
as
on
is
par.
Tradition.
Is tradition. Yes. Christmas tradition that we have.
Valentine's Day miracle.
Yeah,
that's right.
So enjoy these Christmas episodes. Ho, ho, ho!
Or else we'll put you on the naughty list.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Ho, 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 ho!
All right. Welcome, everyone.
You're so good
to
at this, Santa.
Season 6. Episode 3, 4, 5-ish. I don't know actually, but it's our play episode. Nope. We're here together.
Mm.
It is still kind of technically the Christmas season when we're recording this, but
you'll be listening to it.
It's before New Year's. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yeah,
for
it's
us.
Before New Year's for everyone's sake.
It's 2024 or later for everyone else.
But this is our Christmas themed season, and we have gotten together here with Jason playing
Santa Claus, Saint Nick,
Kris Kringle. We have Maddie playing
Krampus.
That's it.
Is it not Krampus?
Krampus.
It's Krampus.
Tomato,
I think
tomato.
It's Krampus.
I don't. I am not aware. A different.
Either way, you are
whatever it is you say.
Either way, you are in charge of the naughty list.
Or I was.
Or you was.
Or you was.
You was, has been, and our guest, returning guest, continued returning guest for this season, Ross.
Yes, playing Jolly Kindle, the seasonal reconciliation specialist.
That's right.
And frankly, my passive-aggressive attempts at getting Krimpsis's name wrong, I don't even know what it is anymore.
Merry Chrysler.
Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas. Yes, thank you, Ross. We appreciate you being here and joining us for this season of Adventure AI.
You know, I'm just super excited that you actually called me like a returning guest. Now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm a returning guest of my favorite podcast.
Oh, like, wow. This is not great. Bad.
Wow.
Not bad.
So,
it's a Christmas miracle.
Christmas miracle.
I've peaked.
This is it. It's all downhill from here. Yeah. I guess we'll have to have you back next year so that your life isn't over.
Yeah, for real.
And you can be like, I've been on my favorite podcast twice. Now I peaked again.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Something to look forward to.
Multiple seasons.
Multiple seasons of peaks. So today we are finishing the last bit of what is called the Naughty List Nonsense one-shot campaign for us. Well, as a quick recap for potentially listeners and everyone here. Potential listeners.
Just in case somebody decides
in case.
To
yeah, in case somebody
listen
tunes
someday.
In. As far as we know, we are just shouting into the void at this point.
Yeah, it's just, you know, when we record these, there's like spaces between sometimes because like our schedules and like how often we go. And we try to record as much as we can at the same time. There's a break between for the listener. There's a break between our last episode and this one where we, you know, did Christmas related things
like Christmas.
Yep. And, you know, I don't know what happened last time and we're just pretending like I just assumed that everyone else also took a break between this episode before and this one now. And they're also thinking, man,
so if
what
it's
just
inconsistent,
happened?
Just enjoy.
Yeah. Just pretend like we don't know.
You know what? If you find a mistake in inconsistency, just let us know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get in the comments. Yeah. What is that guy?
Yeah. Send us a like and or you know, a death
go
threat,
on a
whatever.
Quest to fine. Find us online. Mm-hmm. Send us some our mistakes. And
yeah, I think it's a...
I love that. Especially any gameplay-related mistakes as well. Make sure you send them to my email.
Actually, that spell doesn't do that.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. The casting time is 1 minute, so you can't actually cast it in combat.
Yes, no. Send them. Get at me. Get at me in the...
It's a 30-foot range, and they were 35 feet away. Okay, so we're just going to go with it. As the recap, we did have the first encounter. We talked a little. We had a little run-in with the gingerbreadies.
Yes.
And the peppermint penguins, which we were able to defeat and consume.
With the help of our friend Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yes. Thumpity yes. Thump thump.
Thumpity thump thump.
And then we had a run-in with the Misfit Toys, a group of Misfit Toys that we have been now turned able to turn into magical devices and items, mm-hmm. for, which is really the intent. When the Yuletide sent us there, the Yuletide knew.
To trick us out in some gear.
I recognize railroads that we were on.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's a one-shot. Everything's a railroad.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't give you guys freedom in one-shots. Yeah.
We rode the Polar Express
follow
right
my plan.
To that.
That's right.
That location.
Right to the location. And then we are now here where the players have now, you guys have all Santa Claus, Krampus, and the
Jolly Kindle,
aka the Gord Lord. Who has
the Gord Lord.
I don't go by
no
anymore,
association at all with the... Jack Skellington.
Yes, yes.
Previous histories related to that.
He's such a poser.
It's merely coincidental.
Pure coincidental. Yeah. No, he's not some pumpkin monarch or anything.
I appreciate the recap. I don't remember what happened at the very end of the episode. I remember we mm-hmm. got these magic toys.
Yeah.
Did,
so
did
the,
somebody come and tell us a new problem or?
Yeah. The toy shop.
Mm-hmm.
Was then restored to like it was like no longer creepy and weird, and then the Yuletide. Had,
so I can start doing business with them.
Yeah,
again.
You can start doing business with them again.
Thank goodness, I hate creepy and weird things.
Yeah, and then the Yuletide came back and said that they now know the location of the Unraveler, and that was it. That's where we ended.
I'm really glad that we got this behind the scenes character to do the mystery solving for us because yes. I'm terrible at those.
You know, it's It's that Polar Express, you know?
We're just going to ride it to the
going to ride it all the way to save Christmas.
All right. Yes. I also was re-listening to the character creation episode, so hopefully we have a couple things that I'll bring in here that we can, that'll be fun. All right. So the Yuletide has now come back. I don't remember the Yuletide's voice. Now see if I can bring it back. It was a female. The Yuletide. He was friends with you, Jolly Kindle, right?
That's right.
She's
my patron.
The Yuletide has appeared to you, and the Yuletide says, Jolly Kindle, I've come. I finally found the Unraveler's location, and I know where he is.
I knew you could do it.
Thank you. Thank you. Santa.
I also knew you could do it.
Of course. We have to go now. We have to go. Unfortunately, this is not a quest that I can join you on, but I can get you there. And you will have to face this challenge your own. Yes, Starlight. Okay, we can bring Starlight.
Okay, or we can take the magical transport.
I have already spoken to Starlight, and Starlight is on their way to take you.
Oh, perfect.
What do you mean you can't take us there? Or you can't join us? I thought you could do anything. You're...
I can do lots of things, but this is beyond me. The power of the Unraveler.
No, nothing's beyond the spirit of Christmas.
Great. So it's beyond your power. We got this, guys.
I'm so confused. You and Santa can do anything.
No, with the Unraveler having the possession of the Yule crystals and what he's doing with them and the corruption that is there, if I get too close, it may disrupt my source of power entirely. Time does not work the way that it does everywhere else as it does in the space where the Unraveler is. It is unlike anything I've ever seen.
Okay.
Oh my.
That's why I need you mortals' help.
This must be a test. I bet this is a test to test my Christmas spirit.
Starlight! Starbright!
On Starlight! On Starlight!
And then Starlight comes in.
And it is a deer, not a horse.
Oh, that's right. It's a deer.
Which sound?
Starlight, I forgot.
They make like a totally different huffing noise.
Like, and it's, and then Starlight comes in, and Starlight goes, "We're going to Candy Mountain."
Starlight, I've never heard you speak before. I like it.
We have to go to the Unraveler, and we're going to Candy Mountain.
Candy Mountain it is.
This better be pretty important.
Do you guys know this reference or no?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let's see if Heidi does.
Charlie.
Oh, yeah, Charlie.
Yeah. Come on,
we're
Santa.
We're going to Candy Mountain.
It's a Leoplerodon, Santa.
That's what it was. I was listening to the character creation. It's all like, Maddie's like, I hope Tyler does a voice for Starlight. And I'm like, all right, we're doing a voice for Starlight.
Right.
We're going to Candy Mountain. And the Yuletide says, the Unraveler is located on Candy Mountain. You have to go and you must fight him. And you need to restore the Yule crystals.
Fight the Unraveler, restore the Yule crystals.
Mm-hmm. And save Christmas.
Save Christmas.
That's right.
We'll do it in that order as well.
Yes.
The Unraveler's days are numbered.
How many Yule crystals are there?
That is an excellent question. There are three Yule crystals.
Hmm.
The three Yule crystals that were taken, and does somebody, I mean...
Which, of course, is information we already
we
know because
already
we work
have.
In the New Earth Pole.
Yes, you already
well,
know this.
Santa delegates that to you. He's kind of relying
exactly.
on you.
Exactly. I mean, I'm just saying he said it before I could say it. I was going to say it.
Well, I'm sure you knew.
Remind me the names.
We're
going to
remind you of
crystals.
The three Yule crystals that exist.
They
so
have names?
You are thinking about this as you hop on
Starlight.
Starlight. She's taking you to Candy Mountain.
Thank you, Starlight.
you remember the three Yule crystals. Yes. Did you have a question, Ross, or no?
Oh, no, I just like...
Oh, I thought you were raising... Oh, you're holding it.
remind me the seating order on top of this...
This is your deer. You decide how people sit on it.
Oh. Dibs on middle.
everyone's fighting for middle,
I think Santa should either be in the middle or I should be in the middle. Please do not put Krampus in the middle.
If you keep opening your mouth, you'll be sitting shotgun.
I feel like I would be in the back with a whip.
Great.
And we're just dodging
it
the whole time.
And you two will be in front of me. On Starlight! On Starlight!
All right!
Okay.
We're going to Candy Mountain.
I call middle. I'm just going to snuggle up into Santa's.
Fantastic.
You always get middle.
As you're riding to Candy Mountain, the Yuletide says that she will meet you there. When you get there, she'll be able to give you some additional information. You are recalling the crystals. There are three crystals. There is... one crystal that is called the Joy Crystal, another crystal that is the Generosity Crystal, and the third crystal that is the Wonder Crystal.
Wonder.
Whoa. That are the embodiments of holiday spirit.
Joy,
generosity.
Generosity.
And wonder.
And wonder. Joy, generosity, and wonder.
I wonder where the Wonder crystal...
Hi, Joy, where you came from. What?
I'm really generous... that there's crystals. did that work?
That's an A for
right
effort.
You guys?
So the Joy Crystal, Generosity.
Actually, I am super excited that the Yuletide Muse gave me this opportunity to prove my Christmas spirit to the Yuletide Muse of Santa.
I feel like we should assign a crystal according to what we need to work on. And I would recommend...
If you're going to start right here criticizing me, I'm going to stop you right there.
Is this... what are you trying to say?
I'm just Santa? Saying there's someone in our party that might need a little joy in their crystals.
Mm. I'll kill every last person that gets in my way of getting this naughty list back.
I'm not sure what you're talking about, Santa, when you say... we should assign crystals we need to work on. I don't think that there's like a paying attention crystal or a you know, doing your job crystal.
There's going to be a crystal up your butt here in about 10 seconds. Keep antagonizing me, jolly Kindle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to antagonize. I'm just
let's
criticism.
Perhaps we'll see where the crystals are and divvy out assignments as they come.
All right. You get to the top of Candy Mountain, and as you arrive, there is a large set of doors covered with various pieces of candy. candy canes, candy cane handles, wow. Big peppermint, everything. Wow. All candy right. Mountain.
I will I'll go ahead and eat this door.
No.
And provide an entrance in.
No, sir. I think you've got no. No, no. Wait.
All right. That's I take awful. Out a syringe and shoot him full of insulin.
As you gobble a small hole in the door, you can see a hallway inside.
What is the hallway made of?
Candy.
I'm going to lick my way through that tunnel. Like,
we don't.
After many days. No, we don't have time for this.
Well, that's god awful.
I like the sweets.
You find your way through the door. You pass through a hallway. Are you leaving Starlight out?
No, Starlight comes with us.
Okay, Starlight's coming with you. Candy Mountain, we're going to Candy Mountain.
And I'm sure Frosty, who I cast 2 sessions ago, is slowly making his way to Candy Mountain.
Slowly making his way.
Perhaps
actually,
to show up in a climactic moment.
He's actually still on his way to the toy shop. And once he gets there and realizes that you're gone.
He'll be melted.
All right, so you make your way through a hallway, and then as you get to the end of the hallway, you walk into a large room. And as you enter the room, there's a sudden chill in the air. And a figure from behind steps forth from the shadows.
Unraveler!
And before you stands the Unraveler.
All right, I just whip it.
Wait, hold on. I'm not done explaining who the Unraveler is.
It's too late, Unraveler. We have rolled initiative.
An elven figure. No, you will roll initiative when I say so. An elven figure cloaked in an ethereal frost and swirling mists. His eyes, like fractured ice, gleam with an otherworldly intelligence. And a mischievous grin plays on his lips. In one hand.
Does he look familiar?
Is it no, Twinkle? Thought we should
like
kill him.
It's like shrouded in like this darkness. So you don't really have. I mean, you could try.
Your ally, Jack Frost.
Roll a perception check.
I will. Yeah, perception. Ooh, a critical success on perception.
Oh, really? Yeah. Yes. You recognize your friend, Jack Frost.
Jack Frost. No. I knew it.
Who has been corrupted. In one hand, he holds a scepter adorned with delicate icicles, and in the other hand, a tome pulsating with energy. And that tome, you see, there is a faint line of magical.
The tome being the naughty list, I imagine.
The naughty list is still back at the place. So he has some other separate tome that he's holding. And that tome is, there's these 3 lines of magical mist and energy that seem to be coming off of it. And you see in different parts of the room, the Yule crystals. But they're different than what you recognize the Yule crystals because they look the same in shape, but the color is almost completely drained from them. So you see that the tome appears to be pulling the Christmas energy from these different crystals and sucking it into this book. And you don't know what the book is, you don't know what it's for, but you do know that it does seem to be draining the power from these crystals.
There's something else I know.
What else?
Krampus, Paladin of Vengeance, is that the Unraveler's days are numbered.
No. Oh! Hey, there's something wrong with your cloak. There's a dead guy in it. Oh, hey.
Jack Frost, your chilly schemes won't freeze the spirit of this season.
Yes.
In the name of festive merriment and goodwill, I stand against you. Your frosty plans may cast a temporary shadow, but the radiant light of holiday cheer will thaw even the coldest hearts. Prepare to face the warmth of the season and the power of joy. You've been a naughty little boy, Jack Frost.
What he said.
Wow. As he addresses you, his voice echoes through the room.
I just addressed him.
I know, and now he's responding.
Okay.
I've never trusted.
Santa's not a great listener.
I've never trusted this guy. He's always so creepy.
And Jack Frost, you haven't trusted him?
Yeah.
His voice echoes, and he says to you, he says, "This is not solely my doing."
It is your undoing.
Are you it?
Yes.
Undoing. Your undoing.
For the listeners at home,
Santa Claus.
For the listeners at home, we are all high-fiving.
Oh, is that what we're doing? Yes. Oh, we're high-fiving.
I knew it, Krampus. I knew this was. I knew now, you were involved somehow.
Now hold on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It wasn't me. I was on PTO.
He just said it wasn't just him. Who else would it be?
Let the man talk.
And he says, "You know them quite well, Jolly Kindle."
It was the Yuletide.
And you see Kindle in the back. You see in the back behind him that encaged in frost is the Yuletide Muse.
What, Jolly Kindle?
How is this possible?
Have you betrayed the holiday spirit?
Well,
no, not at all. What?
How the turns have tabled.
No, I say we kill him.
Whoa, I'm sure. Look, I am the seasonal reconciliation specialist. I'm sure there's a way we can reconcile this.
You're going to reconcile the end of my whip in your face.
The Yuletide Muse begins to speak, but before she can say anything, let's roll for initiative.
Okay. Hmm.
17.
Oh, I need a roll for the Yuletide Muse too. Sorry.
Santa got a very unnatural 20.
An unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20.
An unnatural 20.
The things I did to get this 20 shall not be spoken of. It was quite unnatural.
There were some bonuses.
There were some bonuses
to speak of. Some Christmas bonuses.
What you're saying is that the means by which Santa comes to get his 20s, some may consider unnatural.
Unnatural.
You're 20. Who's next? What's next?
17.
Okay. What's yours, Ross?
I got a solid 6.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. I'll write this down here real quick. Jason, and then the Unraveler, and then Maddie, Yuletide, and then, sorry, I should change the names here. Santa, the Unraveler, Krampus, Yuletide, and then Jolly Kindle. So Santa, you notice that, before the Yuletide is able to speak, the Unraveler begins to reach for something. So you don't know what it is that it's going to do, but it's like the Unraveler.
He's reaching for something.
The Unraveler is making a move to do something, and because you see the Unraveler taking that action, you respond, and by responding, you're responding faster than he is to be able to do his thing, and you get to go first.
All right. By the power of the Yuletide magic, I cast banishment upon you, Jack Frost. May the bonds of this plane reject your frosty presence, sending you far from the warmth and joy you seek to extinguish. The realm of the holiday spirits is not your domain, and it rejects the chill you bring. Begone, and may the season's magic banish you from our midst.
So he needs to make a saving throw on being banished. A charisma 16.
Charisma 16.
And then he's banished for a minute if...
Yeah, get him out of here.
Banished for a whole minute. Okay.
I'm just going to sit here and chill.
Okay. The Unraveler disappears.
We saved Christmas.
Okay. Step one is down. Step two was
wait a minute.
We can't wait a minute. We have to act now. What do we see? We see
crystals. The timer is gone. I'm going to. The timer is gone.
Grab the crystals. Grab them.
We're going to grab the crystals. Do we see the perception for crystals? Let's look for crystals.
Yeah, we see them.
Yes, you can see them.
I'll grab the wonder crystal.
I've got the generosity crystal.
No, you take the joy crystal.
Okay, I'll take the joy crystal. Merry freaking Christmas.
Yuletide, what information do you have?
I'll take the relax more at work crystal.
Okay,
one generosity.
Moment. Okay, I'm gonna stop the timer for just a moment here.
Paused.
You're running to go get the crystals. Okay, so you need to roll a strength check.
Ooh, strength check. That would That would be an 11.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Krampus?
22.
Okay.
17.
17. Okay, great. Santa, you are not able to move yours. For some reason, although you have handled these crystals before, for some reason these crystals are weighed down more than you would normally anticipate. Krampus and Jolly Kindle, you're able to move them, but only slightly, okay. Much less than you anticipated.
Okay, I drop it, and then we probably got to free the Yuletide, right?
The crystals are also still continue to be faint, and they have not returned to their full color.
What if we try to free the Yuletide from their cage?
We can attempt to do that.
Yes, okay, let's do that.
All right, I run over there. Is there like a lock on the door? Or do I just bust it down?
So the Yuletide, as you get closer and as you're doing what you're doing, tells you, she says,
listen, Jack Frost was supposed to help me. That was only in the intent. Jack Frost watches over the crystals, has watched the crystals for years. But for some reason, this year, he has succumbed to some unnatural bitterness and resentment over all this Christmas seasons over the centuries and centuries.
It's when he got the Jelly of the Month Club for his Christmas bonus.
That could have been my fault. Yeah. I should have thought that.
And he had
Speaking
talked...
Speaking of Jelly of the Month, Jolly seems to be quite jelly of our relationship, Krampus.
He had talked me into having a Christmas test this year in an attempt to verify whether or not you all still maintain the Christmas spirit after all these years. And under that guise, he tricked me to allow him to take the Yuletide crystals in an attempt to just teach you all a lesson in Christmas and the Christmas spirit. But I was deceived. I was deceived.
Speaking of being deceived, Miss Tide, could you tell us, when you appeared to us earlier, was that actually you? Or were you imprisoned this whole time and some other specter coming and visiting us and giving us information?
Oh, that was actually me, but I was projecting myself.
Oh, you just didn't find it necessary to tell us that Jack Frost had imprisoned you. It all makes sense now. Yeah, Christmas miracle.
Our Christmas miracle.
Yeah, I want to do an insight check to see if they're lying.
Okay.
That is a 16.
They are not lying.
Okay. I think she's telling the truth, guys.
Yeah, she's telling the truth. It's just what she was doing was trying to not...
incriminate herself?
No, not incriminate herself. Well, she was trying not to make it as big of a deal as she thought it was because it was just slowly getting out of hand. He didn't imprison her until just recently.
Okay.
So up until the time that she told you where you were, where he was, she had thought that it was all just still part of this trick to teach you guys the true meanings of Christmas.
Miss Tide, you are... teetering on that naughty list right now.
That's right. Okay, timer's starting again. Okay, so what are we doing?
Okay.
How do we free you, Yuletide?
I don't know.
Great. I'm trying to just bust the lock with my fist.
Okay, great. Go for it.
21.
Ooh, great. You make an attempt to bust the lock, and you are able to break part of it, but it's not completely unraveled. 30 seconds.
So I have snow shape. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll pause for a second.
Pause for a second here because I have snow shape, mm-hmm. which I stole from stone shape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure. It's the same thing.
But Jolly Kindle, he's kind of having a crisis right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Like
his patron has tricked him.
Has tricked him.
Yeah. Mm. Doesn't have faith in your Christmas spirit.
Yeah. So I mean, I think I could probably use
trick or treat. Sounds like shape. A very familiar passage.
So Jolly Kindle, he's sitting here. And I don't know what to do. I don't know what to believe anymore. Is Christmas a lie?
Is Christmas a lie?
Is Santa real? Yes, my friend.
I don't know.
I slap you across the face. Get it together, Jolly Kindle. We gotta.
Okay, timer starting. Make up 20.
I don't know if I could trust Christmas anymore.
15.
I slap you again. Get it together.
10.
Okay. I guess. Snow shape.
Five. Okay. It. The unraveler will be back in the next round.
Okay. He comes back to a very specific place. So why don't we just ready an action on him?
Do we know where?
Okay.
Yeah, right where
he was. He comes right back to where he was.
So in those last few seconds,
we have time to get some barrels.
We gather around
of smoke powder.
So can we all ready an action? Would that be all right?
Sure. Yeah. All right. Is this gonna? Should we change the order now?
We can re-roll initiative. If...
Yeah. Well, when he shows up, we'll re-roll initiative.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do that.
Okay. So what actions are you going to?
I'm gonna try to use my whip to get the book away from him that he had that he's draining the Yule crystals into.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So I'm trying to get it off his person, if you will.
Okay. That's your action. Anyone else? What are you planning on doing?
I'm gonna cast Troy Kindle person.
Hold person.
Ooh, okay, I'll go after you then, so I can get advantage on that.
Okay.
And I will prepare to cast command on him.
Okay, great.
So as soon as he comes back, I'm going to command him to...
Drop the book, maybe.
Hand over the book.
But did we free the Yuletide Muse?
No, I just broke the lock a little bit.
Oh, well, yeah
the lock is partly broken, and then you cast a spell to shape the snow.
Yeah, because you said she was locked in ice, right?
Yes.
So I'm shaping.
Attempting to shape it. So I want you to. Let's have you. What spell class are you?
I am a warlock.
Okay, so you use what, charisma?
That's right.
I want you to roll a charisma against my spell DC.
And I'm going to activate my griffin because that's going to give him advantage on the charisma check.
Sure, let's do it.
Go, Griffin. Get him.
You gave me advantage?
Yeah.
You gave me advantage, right?
Oh, good.
Oh, let's go.
I got an at 20.
Let's go. I saw it.
Oh, nice.
That's a Christmas miracle.
Oh. You are able to overcome the Unraveler's magic because it wasn't just normal ice.
It was unraveled ice.
It was magical unraveled ice.
Ooh. And you're able to free
magical ice, the Yuletide. Cocaine.
And as you free the magical ice, magical powder, as you free the Yuletide, the Unraveler returns. So let's roll initiative again.
18.
Okay.
17.
So you're after.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. What'd you get?
That one.
This is going well.
All right, Krampus.
Okay,
you gotta go first.
I'm gonna whip the. I'm gonna make a thing to whip the book out of his hands. So I just roll.
Are you doing like an attack roll?
Yeah would it works. Be an attack? Would sure, it let's be do dexterity or something? Okay, it would be 18.
Okay, 18 to hit. So you are able to wrap your whip around the book, and then we'll do like let's do a strength check.
Okay, this happened to be 16.
No.
Dang it.
But you're close enough that the Unraveler is not able to disarm you. So you are now locked with your whip around the Unraveler's tome.
Okay.
Excellent.
Your turn.
Okay. Jack Frost, in the spirit of goodwill and cooperation, I command you to hand me the book in your hands. Let the pages of knowledge be a bridge between us, and may the warmth of understanding thaw the frost that lingers. Obey this command, and let the holiday spirit guide your actions. Ho, 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 ho. Charisma 16, my friend. Yes.
Charisma DC 16?
DC 16.
And you're commanding him to what?
To hand me the book. I can read it again if you'd like.
Oh, actually, you know what? No.
Is it command just one word?
Yeah, so one word, isn't it? Command is like a one word.
Hand. It could be a short phrase as well.
Oh, sure. Hand.
Yeah. Hand it over.
Hand it over. Yeah. Yes, give it here. Absolutely. Yeah. Jack Frost hands you his scepter.
Not his book.
No.
You can't specify which thing is it. You didn't specify, Santa!
I did specify the book in your hands!
Oh, but that's not the command. It was only like one thing, right?
Sure. Hand it!
Okay. You know what? I'll do it. Okay, he hands you the book.
Okay, thank you!
He hands you the book.
So now I'm locked in with Santa.
So now you and Santa have the book in your possession.
Okay, you can let go of it with your whip down.
Okay, now Santa, you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Oh! Can I enlist the help of Jingle Guard?
Is that your tin soldier?
That is my tin soldier who gives me advantage on a saving throw.
I also, though, have my griffin activated, which means everybody gets the advantage on their next saving throw.
Oh, well, so then we'll use your griffin.
Okay.
He's a good boy.
Great.
A wisdom saving throw, you say?
Yeah.
A Christmas miracle you were looking for. Does a 22 pass?
It does. Okay. It does pass.
Let's go, Santa.
As you take possession of the book, you feel the Christmas spirit attempt to be drained from your body. It is attempt. Not the book cool, is trying
Jack
to.
Frost. Not cool.
The book
at
is
all.
Trying to take the joy, the
generosity,
and the wonder,
and all of the wonder from Christmas from your soul.
Jack Frost, you rat bastard.
And you see as Jack Frost
You've
handed over to you.
With the wrong jolly elf, my friend.
Jolly dwarf.
Jolly dwarf. Jack Frost, a.k.a. the Unraveler, which we actually revealed maybe a little sooner than I anticipated, but it's still okay, takes his scepter and he says, "That's mine!" And he whips it across in front of you and... right behind both of you. I guess you surrounded him, right? Is that what the plan was? Or yeah. Are you all just like nearby? Yeah. So a strip of blue light crosses behind both you, Santa, and you, Krampus, that rips open a rift in space-time. So both of you have to make...
This is what I use to go into every chimney on Christmas Eve.
That's right.
Use a rift in space-time to make it to every house and visit every child.
This is how you get to say so much in 6 seconds.
This is how you say so much in six seconds.
Yes. This is exactly
every time I cast a spell, there's a little bit of space-time going
manipulation
on.
Manipulation.
It's amazing
on.
What you can do.
Yes.
With a little space time.
And you have to make a saving throw.
For dexterity or?
Yes, dex.
This is me and Krampus, right?
Correct. Just the two of you.
20. Unnatural 20.
I rolled the same number on both die.
Which is?
Which was a 19 plus 2, a 21.
21, wow.
This is a stout dwarf you're messing with.
Okay, very good. You are both able to make your saving throws, which is not what I expect, but that's okay. You
this
could
happens when you mess
feel,
with Christmas, man.
I'm definitely
you could
not surprised
feel
Santa
the rift in space-time trying to pull you in, but as this interdimensional space opens up, there is a bunch of Christmas candy and ice and frost that's just whipping around as soon as it opens up. So this dimension just starts throwing out all sorts of things. It would have been detrimental for you to get pulled in. So instead, you will only take half damage from the debris that's coming out behind
Christmas
you.
Debris.
Which
just
is
wrappings and empty boxes and tinsel.
Yeah,
and
empty boxes, tinsel, wrapper paper,
presents
just slams out in front of you, dealing... 15 damage to both
15?
Of you.
Oh boy. So I'm officially bloodied.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Krampus is in a bad way.
Yeah. That took all my temporary hit points.
And he says, "Give it back." But not in the form of a command spell. He just is asking.
He's asking for the book.
Very kindly.
Oh, I'm going to give him
he's
something.
He's asking very not kindly for the book back.
There will be some coal in your stocking this Christmas.
Okay. And I'm going to put the Unraveler's hit points right here. Okay, great. Joy Kindle, it is your turn, and the Yuletide will go after you.
And am I using my prepared spell? Do I have to use that, or can I change? My prepared action. I mean, I was going to do.
Oh, you know, you can do whatever you want.
Okay. I'm going to Jolly Kindle. He's going to have a moment of compassion and he's going to look over and he's going to see Krampus looking hurt and pathetic. And he's going to.
Didn't have to add that part, but it's fine.
And no, just like it's so sad. Like he has so much pity right now. and he's gonna pull out little eggnog elixir. Krampus, take this. And he's gonna throw it to you. If you drink it, you will get. This is one of the abilities we came up during.
Yes, correct.
You will get a number of hit points equal to my warlock level. So I'm a level 12 warlock.
Is it 12?
Yeah, plus my charisma modifier. So that is 16 temporary hit points.
I got you, Krampus.
Thanks, bro. I'm not going to die today. That would ruin my Christmas significantly.
Yeah, it would.
I don't know if Christmas is real, but the Christmas, this is what the Christmas spirit embodies.
You don't know what look around.
I don't know if it's real anymore. I don't know what to believe.
Where do you think you are if it's not real?
But these are my morals. These are my new standards.
It's true.
Your morals shift around quite a bit, it seems like.
Well, it's really hard when you see your patron working to fight against everything you believe in.
Yeah, that was a big goof on her part.
The Yuletide then attempts to cast a spell.
Oh, spells are the worst.
And the Yuletide, as she is attempting to do her thing, suddenly falls weak. And she says,
I'm conflicted.
It's not working. And you see the color is slowly draining from her face as well.
This is not a Christmas miracle.
She may or may not get some of her power from the Yule crystals as well.
Which means, does that mean his power comes from the Yule crystals though? Because
I don't know.
Ooh. Well, if the Yule crystals are powering her.
Listen, don't think too much about it. Okay. Don't think too much about it. He has his own Christmas spirit. Okay, that he faces
so it's
off
not
of.
Canon.
Krampus, it's not canon. Okay, it's a one shot. Alex the language one has a trouble with consistency, all right? All right, Krampus, your turn.
All right, so there's the rift. Isn't it still open?
It is still open, which means if you pass through it, it will be problematic. But
okay, I'm going to just then smite Jack Frost.
Okay, go for
in
it.
In the head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does a 23 hit?
Yes.
Interesting. Just kidding. 16 damage.
Got it. Now, next is Santa, followed by Jack Frost or Unraveler.
Santa. Did Jolly Kindle not go?
Jolly Kindle made the eggnog.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right. Boys and girls. You good boys and girls are in for a treat.
Yeah, let's go.
Because Santa Claus, as a 12th level cleric, has one 6th level spell that he will take the next long 6 seconds to cast.
Okay, 6 seconds. I'm timing this.
No. I use space-time to stretch these 6 seconds. It's the only way it works, you guys. It's a Christmas miracle. As I invoke the power of Planar Ally, I call forth the Polar Express. Aid me in this pivotal moment, enchanted train. With the force of the Yuletide magic, crash into the cage holding the Yuletide, freeing her from her icy prison. Then, by the might of this holiday spell, take Jack Frost to the Polar Prison, far from the realms of festive joy. Serve the cause of holiday spirit, Polar Express, and let your enchanted wills carry out this charge. Ho, ho, ho!
I think Santa forgot that the Yuletide was already freed, but that's okay.
She was still in the prison,
no,
right?
No, she got her out.
You got her out.
Santa's getting a little old.
Oh my gosh! Well, then come and hit Jack Frost and take him to hell.
Okay,
to a polar prison.
Yeah, to the polar prison.
Take him away.
What does a planar ally do?
Anything I ask it to do.
Really?
Well,
it has its own separate roles.
There are some conditions that you.
Yeah, I kind of thought that there were some conditions.
You may or may not want to. You beseech an otherworldly entity for aid. The Polar Express being the entity of choice. The being must be known to you, and of course
everyone knows
the
Polar Express.
It could be a god, a primordial, a demon, a prince, a train. That entity sends a celestial or elemental or fiend or loyal to aid you. So it sends something, and I assume it's going to send the train. Maybe it's the conductor I'm talking to. If you know the specific creature's name, you could speak it forth, which I did. I brought it there. Let's see. You might get different creatures anyway. Okay. When the creature appears, it is under no compulsion to behave in any particular way.
Right, right.
I mean, should be stated and, and should be clear as part of the clause that it doesn't have to do anything. You can ask the creature to perform the service in exchange for payment, but it isn't obliged to do so. So it sounds like me and the train need to come up with some sort of payment, which we can do. I'm willing to hear what it would be interested
Santa's
in.
Santa's pretty flush around this time of year.
I've got a little too much eggnog. I know people.
So just to clarify, you have a planar ally
who
sends an entity, right? So you have an ally who sent the Polar Express.
The conductor.
So who's your ally? The conductor.
The conductor.
So basically, like Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is my planar ally. Right now, he's enjoying some hot chocolate. Tom Hanks is the planar ally. So anyway,
okay.
As a rule of thumb, a task can be measured in minutes requiring a payment of 100 gold pieces.
So what I'm anticipating is that what's going to happen is that this train is going to
barreling through.
And it will attempt to hit Jack Frost and take him to a polar prison.
The polar prison.
Okay.
Or we could kill him.
Yeah. I imagine the polar prison being a den full of Coca-Cola bears.
Yes, of course. Like a bunch of na 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 na.
Just playing the harmonica.
Yeah.
This is the opposite end of the tracks of the Polar Express.
That's right.
So it's a good thing.
Polar prison.
Yeah. So it's a good thing that kid got on when it was going to the
north. Right.
Yeah. Not the other way. The Polar Express has two stops. The prison. And the North Pole.
And on your way back, if you want to pick us up, that's great. If not, there's a
few stops.
There's a few stops.
We can
take Starlight.
The issue that I have with this currently is that all of you are standing next to him.
We're all going to jail.
It's a prison, not jail. I mean, this is legit. This is long term. This isn't like a shorty.
This is for high crimes. These are felonies, multiple felonies. Yeah. Federal crimes, not just like your petty
sometimes
crime.
There is collateral damage when you are you're saving
what if we
Christmas.
Do, what if we do deck saves to jump out of the way?
Deck saves to jump out of the way. Okay, we can do that. I also will not necessarily guarantee that just because you're hit with it means that you go to prison. Right.
Right. Right.
Could
right,
just
right.
mean that you die.
It could mean that you just get some hot.
You get some hot chocolate.
Okay. Yes. I love hot chocolate.
Dude, my rolls today.
I don't
are
know
on
if they
fire.
Have hot chocolate, but I do know it has some hot chocolate.
All right. So whatever the deck save you set for him, we will set for you.
I believe that should be a 16.
Okay.
Since it's my spell save DC.
Yeah. Yeah. Which makes sense.
Yeah. All right.
That makes sense. We'll do that.
And do we still have an advantage on?
No, just the next save.
You know what? I'm going to use my tin soldier.
How many times a day did I let you do that?
Once a day.
Oh, wait. Didn't you already use it?
No, because I hit
I
we
used
mine
it once
instant.
And then I accidentally used it again, but I rolled 19s on both the times when I accidentally used it again.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so then wait.
So we'll just take the lower of those two.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, we'll take the 19.
Okay.
But now we're on the.
But now we're using it again, even though
No. Now for the first time ever.
Yeah. No, those aren't canon.
Jingle. Those other rolls aren't canon. Is helping me for the first time in his existence.
Fantastic. Yes. Okay. Great.
It's a Christmas. Here comes
it's another
Santa Claus.
Christmas miracle.
All right. We're gonna use this one for sure. And barely pass with a 17.
Mm-hmm. What's the damage?
The damage DC for being damage hit by a train is 111 hit points.
Yeah, you die. Yeah.
Which is Santa Claus's max.
Jolly Kendall, did you make it?
I'm going to use my doll.
I love that you guys are using the magic items I gave you to fight the Unraveler to save yourself from his plane here.
I got to save myself from Santa. Mm-hmm. I assume I already had this wound up.
Unraveler got run over by a train.
Well, that my first roll is better than my second. 14?
Jolly Kindle!
14 does not make it.
Jolly Kindle!
You maniac! Santa,
Okay, first of all, it wasn't me. It was Tom Hanks who was driving this train, not me.
How many times can you cast this spell?
Once a day.
Oh, well.
You
maniac! I have my...
But you know what? If the worst should happen to Jolly Kindle...
You got Revivify, right?
No, I don't, but I do have a second level spell called Animate Dead.
Okay.
It's third level, so I think we're going to be all right.
Jolly Kindle is packed to the talisman, and he has one more roll on his...
On your what?
Well, on his talisman.
Oh, which talisman was this? I'm trying to remember which one.
This is the one. Yeah, you probably don't remember. I didn't actually call out this. I've just been using it. But
I also have a talisman.
But he has one more roll. No.
What is this talisman?
Well, it's a little bell. It's his little bell.
Oh, yes. I remember this. Yeah. We gave you this.
He rang the bell. Yeah.
Yeah, only you can hear it ring. No.
I'm not making this up.
No, I know you're not.
Okay, so he's going to...
What does the talisman do again? Remind everybody in the audience.
Yeah, he gets to add 1d4 to a roll.
You rolled what? 15.
You rolled 14.
I rolled 14.
So you're going to roll a d4.
Or a d4. So we're basically 50-50.
So you need a 2 or higher.
Yeah. Somebody please take 45 seconds to cast guidance.
It's a 75% chance of success.
That's right, 75%.
What do you roll?
What did you roll? Is it a 1?
It's a 1.
Ah!
No! I read it wrong. You have weird dice.
It's a 1.
Two. It's a 2.
No, I don't know. Can you? Are you sure?
Yeah, it was. No,
I'll
two,
be the judge. I'll be the judge.
So this is how it landed.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
So it's
Yeah. That's a 2 for sure.
Oh yeah, that's a 2.
That's a 2.
Okay.
It's a Christmas 2.
Okay.
It's a Christmas miracle.
How dare you try to kill us?
Is that the last use of that jingle bell?
That was the last use of that jingle bell.
So you just throw it in the trash right now.
Okay.
No one hold on to it. I could still do other things with it.
Did you roll already,
Krampus? Oh, I got 24.
Okay,
I'm good.
Okay, good.
Krampus this whole time has just been like, and she sidesteps.
Dodging. I'm moving. I'm shaking. You can't come for me. Krampus
no,
comes
hot
for
chocolate.
You.
Hot chocolate.
Okay, that was close.
That was really close.
It was like a Christmas miracle, you would say.
Thank goodness you remembered your magic items, which I never do.
The wonder of Christmas is returning to this land.
Yeah, the wonder of Christmas is returning. Well, the Unraveler also made it.
Okay.
All right.
So we almost just killed him.
Listen, it's not my idea to run a ghost train through the middle of...
First of all, it's not a ghost train.
The interplanar train through the nice little space here to try to take somebody to some other plane prison, okay? That was not my idea.
This is a really trying experience for me. I just feel like all of my heroes are really letting me down.
But if you remember, Krampus was real upset when you were dead.
I'm so confused. I feel like Krampus is now my only friend.
Try a candy cane. It'll all taste better.
Hey, peppermint.
Listen, I just want to say one thing. Sometimes we beat up our guests a lot, but I feel like we're going a little extra on her. Keep it up. All right, guys. All right. So, great idea.
Yeah, Sam. It was fantastic, wasn't it?
If only it worked.
If only it worked.
Okay. Now,
Tom Hanks, dang it.
The Unraveler. Will now he
Jackety Frost,
aka Jackety Frost, is going to release a Nova of Frost. So from him, he grabs his scepter, and from him bursts this ring of frost that just spreads out entirely. Everyone must make a saving throw of a Constitution saving throw.
Oh, dang it!
Are you on fire over
my
there?
My rolls are clutch. That was a nat 20. Boy.
Man. Okay.
My Santa. 20 was very unnatural.
An unnatural 20?
16 plus 4.
Okay.
I had an unnatural 19.
An unnatural 19. Okay, great.
Since we're calling it that now. That's what the cool kids are calling it these days.
I don't think anybody calling anything a natural anything in the context of this game is cool, kid.
You all take 7 damage cold as you feel the frost roll over your body. You resist being temporarily encased in ice. It starts to the ice started to form around your body, slowly creeping up, and you were able to burst out and prevent yourself from being frozen from the inside out. He says to you, Santa, who has the book, which is still attached, by the way, to the whip.
Oh, no,
Okay, never mind. I thought that it was. He says, you don't understand what you're doing. You need to get that book back. And then you need to make another constitution saving throw.
Was it a wisdom saving throw for the
book? Oh, was it wisdom last time? Okay, wisdom, sorry.
Oh, this one, we'll see. It was wisdom we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
A 14.
Okay. As you continue to hold the book, you feel the Christmas spirit drain slightly from your body.
I don't feel so good, guys.
Yeah.
Santa, no.
It hurts in places I didn't know I could hurt.
It hurts in places. You didn't. What? Right. You're a cleric ring?
I am.
Christmas and you made a wisdom saving throw?
I did.
Okay. We're going to
take a break. I don't feel so good.
We're going to reduce your wisdom by 1.
Whoa.
And you start to feel like maybe Christmas isn't the best holiday.
What I thought it was.
It's just about commercialism. It was a pagan holiday.
As your Christmas spirit continues to be drained from this book that you have in your possession, but we haven't really looked at it.
Oh, I overread the thing and tried to subtract 1, but I just changed my wisdom to 1.
Oh, no. So I have a -5. You know, we can do that, too. Let's do that. You know what? Instead,
we're going to change that to a 17. All right.
Your wisdom has now, you've gotten 1 wisdom drained from your body.
So what I'm hearing, the overall message I'm getting from this story mm-hmm. is that the more wise you are, the more Christmas spirit you have.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So wisdom, Christmas spirit. That's,
To some degree. Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah.
I mean,
that's what the sages have
obviously
always said.
Yeah.
Checks out.
It checks out. In every book that I've ever written, it's true.
You've ever written, yeah. It's the wise.
All right. The wise
who know the Christmas.
Joy Kindle.
Jolly Kindle.
Or Jolly Kindle. I said Joy Kindle.
Excuse me. Joy Kindle is my sister.
Oh, hey. Also, the...
Not the gourd lady.
And to be clear here, real quick, I want to say, the Yule crystals have not stopped draining just because the book is no longer in his possession.
Okay. As Jolly Kindle, I'm looking at my repertoire of spells, and I'm rethinking some of my life choices here. Let's see, I have Sleet Storm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have Chill Touch.
Yeah.
Cone of Cold.
Maybe that might work against Jack Frost.
Good against Jack Frost. Yeah. I really picked the wrong theme.
Everyone's like, Christmas, let's go icy theme. And it's like everything. Christmassy, icy, resistant to cold.
Okay. So we'll just go with, you know what? I feel like there's something I'm missing here. I feel like I'm missing something.
Yeah.
Can I? I want to. I want to look at my patron.
Yeah, who is now fallen to kind of her knees and is like weak.
Yeah. What is? And so I'm seeing the Christmas spirit being drained out of her, right?
Yeah.
And I'm seeing the Christmas spirit get drained from Santa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so.
I need some eggnog.
This is so. Draining.
If only I can make eggnog more than once in between a nap.
You need to work on that skill. Maybe you'll be able to do it as a bonus action.
Yeah, it takes like a whole night for to brew that stuff. Is there anything I'm missing? Do I need to make? Can I make a check to?
Yeah, let's try it. We can try. Okay. Let's do an insight.
Okay, that's. Which would make sense that I'd have a high wisdom since I'm so cheery. around Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
I have a 19.
Oh, okay. Which crystal was it that you were in charge of?
The one of not working so hard and not devoting generosity. Myself too much to my work.
You think that maybe defeating this book might be related to the crystals more than Jack Frost.
Oh, that is Christmas wisdom.
It's Christmas wisdom.
Christmas wisdom. That's better than regular wisdom. Because it's,
it's Christmas wisdom.
I have, I'm thinking, Santa, this is kind of hard for me, but I know what it feels like to not have the Christmas spirit.
Blasphemy, young boy!
No, I've not always been a Christmas elf. I've tried to hide it, but I used to be the Gourd Lord. I don't know if you guys knew this.
You're the Gourd Lord? What a shock! Oh my gosh! Ramblings everywhere! I can feel the whole Candy Mountain shake right now!
Oh no, think, Candy Mountain!
Santa, I don't want you to lose the Christmas spirit. You are Christmas. I'll take the book. Let it drain it from me.
Oh my
me.
God, he's sacrificing himself.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no problem. All right, great.
As
Merry Christmas!
As you do so, you see the crystal of generosity begin to regain its color. No. And its power and its strength.
It is a Christmas miracle.
Wow.
And by doing so, it appears to sever its tie from the book, but not entirely.
I probably got to get all three going.
The,
right?
The crystal.
The crystal, the Yule crystal. That one Yule crystal of generosity, because of your one true act.
Just my one?
Of generosity. In the moment.
Wow. That was beautiful.
You're welcome, guys.
What you're feeling right now, Krampus, for the first time in your life, is joy. Your heart that has been so tiny and small, maybe the size of a D4, is growing to perhaps a D12 at this moment.
Sure, I would say I'm more in wonder of the fact that he was the Gourd Lord.
Oh,
this
wonder!
Whole time.
Oh, yeah, it was a Christmas wonder.
It was a Christmas wonder.
It's a Christmas wonder.
All right, I can do joy, but I'm going to need more eggnog.
Okay, I'm going to hold the book up above me, and let's see. I have create bonfire.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, he's going to burn it.
And it just takes one action. I'm going to cast create bonfire.
Okay.
My one non-ice spell. I just wanted it because it reminded me of Yule logs. I'm going to throw the book into it.
You throw the book into the fire. Okay.
I hope Christmas spirit doesn't burn.
I want you. Would you make a wisdom check? Just because you had the book in your possession for a brief moment.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See if I lose some.
See what, if it.
Oh, this is a save.
Yes, a wisdom save. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, because I have a little bit more. Oh, my. Can I keep my previous roll?
No.
But use this. I rolled an 8 then.
Okay.
The 15 I have.
So you also can subtract your wisdom by 1.
Oh,
this Christmas spirit is being drained from you, and then as it's drained from you, you throw the book into the fire, the bonfire. And as you look down at the book, you see the flames start to engulf it. And the book does not seem to be getting worse. It seems to be getting better.
Hmm.
And on the front of the book, you see a pumpkin with a face carved into it.
Gourd Lord.
Well.
That starts to light up in the back as your past comes to haunt you.
No. What's this? What's this? What is this?
It is Halloween. It is Halloween, and it has come to steal Christmas,
which is great because
from everyone.
Episodes are released. It's going to be pretty close to Halloween. It's definitely going to be closer to Halloween than Christmas.
Oh, so the book is on fire, but not burning. The pumpkin on the cover has flames as if it was a normal pumpkin card with a fire behind it. As it now continues to grow in strength, and the generosity crystal that was glowing full and bright dims just a little.
Oh no.
All right.
How do we confront your past? We have no time before Christmas. But wait. Space time.
Space time. Sometimes we can call that Santa
time. Space time. The Yuletide. Says, we have very little time left.
We have all the time we need.
It's space time.
We have Santa time.
It says, you must activate the other two crystals to break the chain from the Book of Halloween.
Okay, somebody tell me a joke.
So we need some wonder.
And some joy.
Whose turn is it?
It is Krampus's turn.
Okay. I wonder what we'll do next.
What?
Will that work?
Huh? No, never
mind. Stupid joke. Edit that out.
I wonder. Okay. Yeah. Nope. It's staying. Sorry.
All right. Joy. I'm trying to smile as big as I can. Am I doing it?
It looks painful.
It is.
Try singing a song.
Okay. You better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout. Telling you.
With a smile.
So the twinkles are coming to
a right.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. You are Santa Claus is coming to town.
I could roll a performance.
That is the.
I'm going to give you guys a bonus. That is just so good.
Okay, great. 17. So much joy.
17 with the assistance of these other two.
Thank you.
Yes, I think that will be great. And as you all sing,
actually, real quick, go ahead. I hate to break this to you, but. That's the best way to spread Christmas cheer.
It really is.
To sing loud for all to hear, not joy. So I'm sorry.
Joy and cheer and joy.
They're synonyms.
It's the Yuletide.
I mean, it was
but
a good
But in this
job.
World, they're cinnamons.
Cinnamons. Don't try to tell me that Christmas cheer is closer to wonder than it is to joy.
So after Krampus makes that cinnamon joke, Krampus actually starts to laugh at her own joke, quite genuinely. And it's the most genuine joy you've ever seen.
It is the most genuine joy. And because of that genuine joy, the joy crystal begins to light up. Santa, it's your turn.
You ready for a little wonder?
I'm ready for some wonder.
Level 5 wonder.
Well, let's see it.
Here comes Santa Claus as I cast Summon Celestial. I call forth Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer!
He's in the building!
By the celestial magic of the season, let your radiant nose guide you in this crucial task. Charge forth, Rudolph, and with the festive glow of your light, direct your celestial and wondrous strength towards the evil Christmas book that plagues us. May your celestial power and the wonderment of the season dispel the darkness with those pages and bring forth the holiday joy, light, curiosity, wonderment, and everything else that we're trying to do this holiday season.
All right.
It's a Christmas miracle.
So
the most famous reindeer of all.
Rudolph appears, right?
He does.
and Rudolph's nose glows, which is
a wonder
in and of itself, because no one has ever seen that before. Because Starlight, yeah, of course.
Starlight's been hogging all the reindeer games.
Is Starlight like? I immediately thought like his dad who covered it with like.
Oh yeah, mud. No.
Yeah, like maybe this is Starlight.
Oh, it's Starlight's his dad.
You're not here. You're still in my thunder again.
That's canon. Go back to your room.
That's canon. Yeah.
And of course produces awe and wonder to everyone. And as he does so, The crystal of wonder lights up. And as all three crystals reach almost their full brightness, because of course generosity had dimmed slightly. What?
Tossed the book in the fire.
Yeah,
the evil book?
Because it drained you a little bit afterwards. So it was pulling some of the power after.
It was quite an ordeal.
But it gains its brightness back, and by doing so you see the strings of magical power that are draining from the book fizzle away, and you watch as the Halloween book with the pumpkin smiling face, the face turns into anger and sadness as it screams to you, "No, we'll bring you back to Halloween someday." It fizzles away into the bonfire. And
he was after the Gord Lord this whole time?
All of Christmas. Yeah, I guess you never really will know what the full motives of the Halloween book
I know, was. I think he just killed it. I think he's trying to get the Gord Lord back.
But, it's just beyond comprehension.
But, no, I think it was pretty clear.
You see,
its intentions were to get the Gord Lord, right? I mean, that's what I got out of that.
You see that Jack Frost, the persona of the Unraveler, which he previously had, sheds off of him. It's almost as if this weird Halloween costume that he had adorned is now being taken off, and he's returned to his previous state, and he is a little confused and dumbfounded about where he was and what has happened.
I'll show you exactly where you were. I take out the naughty book and say, see right here, page one, top of the list.
Unfortunately,
Jack Frost.
Unfortunately for you, Jack, I'm out with a vengeance, which means you're going to have to die. I'm kidding.
Yeah, guys, it's or not Jack's fault. It was the book, okay? Like, it was the book that was corrupting his brain.
How did that book get into your possession,
Jack? Well, that's for another one shot.
next Christmas.
So as you as these crystals gain their benefit, gain their powers back, that lets out a wave of holiday magic that just spreads throughout all of the land. Jack Frost returns.
Smells like peppermint.
He sheds that chaotic atmosphere, turns into a winter wonderland of familiar holiday scenes, and the Yule crystals emit the radiant glow, setting into a harmonious resonance. And the Yuletide Muse, of course, gains her power back, and she says, "I am so grateful for what you have done. You have saved Christmas from the blight that is Halloween."
All right.
Very good. Well, it looks like we're going to have a busy night tonight. We have an entire mountain to eat. Let's dig in, everybody. Merry Christmas.
All right. And that is the end of the Naughty List Nonsense. Whoa! Thank you, everyone. We will be wrapping up this season. I think the next episode we'll do a quick recap of everything. We're glad for everyone to be here, and hope you all enjoyed this one shot.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas,
no matter, or you know, whatever day it is.
Whatever day
Merry
it is.
Merry Wednesday.
Let's see. By the time people listen to this, Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Stay classy, folks. Happy Easter.
All right. Thanks, everybody.